Favorite people, Brad from the Connecticut General Assembly, Republican State Senator George Logan. George, good morning. How are you? Hello, George.
Hey, how's it going?
There he is. Good morning, George. Good morning,
George. Have you recovered from all the fertilizer you heard around the toll debate from some members
of
the?
Goodness.
Yeah,
yes, folks came out in droves. You know, we have lots of folks here in Connecticut. Most folks here in Connecticut are just not in favor of bringing tolls back to Connecticut and yet again being taxed more and more here. You know,
now they're
going to get even more. You wait and see.
Now the committee voted it out. So now, George, before we get to the job numbers here, explain what happens here. We have three different toll bills that now we're going to get debated in the House and Senate, right?
That's correct. And folks can bring in amendments to the bills as well. So these aren't the final forms of the bills yet, but you could see, you know, what they're looking to do. They want to bring tolls back to Connecticut. So we got to put up the fight. We've got to get to those legislators, and just about every Republican legislator in Connecticut is against the tolls. And there are a number of Democrat legislators that are on the fence. So we've got to, as their constituents, we have to let them know that we don't want tolls. And that's why it's important for everyone to, you know, call the House Democrats, call the Senate Democrats, call the governor's office, email them, you know, let them know that you don't want this additional mileage tax. You don't want tolls in Connecticut.
All right. Now, what about job numbers, George? Brad, we have some job numbers, George, is going to go over here. How do those look?
Oh, my goodness gracious. So let's start with 2018, right? So the Department of Labor had to downgrade some of their what they estimated for job growth for 2018. So we have less jobs in 2018 than we had thought. We had to downgrade them by almost half. So it's a terrible indicator here in terms of what we're doing. So far fewer jobs in 2018 than originally anticipated, you know. And it's only the tip, you know, of a more dangerous economic iceberg. You know, job growth is a major indicator, you know, so it's a big problem. And then when we look at 2019 in January, so we had a job gain new jobs, 1,000 new jobs in January. Hooray, right? But then how many jobs did we lose? 2,500 jobs we lost in January. And in February so far, we lost 400 jobs. So just talking about increasing taxes and bringing in tolls, you can see where the state is going in terms of businesses and job growth. And I'm telling you, this is just talking about tolls and taxes. Can you imagine when we do these massive tax increases, what that's going to do as far as the growth here in Connecticut? We're still anemic in terms of all of 2018. We had a job growth of like 0.6% of 0.6 of 1%. Oh. Massachusetts grew three times bigger, more than Connecticut did at 1.8%. And
Can you imagine what's going to happen here? I'll tell you something right now. I mean, it's just writing right there on the wall.
Absolutely. There's no question about it. And we have economists telling us this. You know, this is the canary in the coal mine there. You know, it's showing when you don't have job growth, right, and you're talking about increasing taxes, you're talking about bringing in these, regressive taxes, bringing in tolls, the government telling people how to live their lives. People don't want the government telling them how to live their lives, you know, with forced regionalization of schools, bringing in all these taxes. It's just terrible. We've got to go in a different direction. We've got to let our governor know he's getting bad advice. I tell folks, look, I've met Governor Ned Lamont before, a nice fellow. I like him personally, but he's getting bad advice.
Yeah.
He's following bad advice. He needs to listen to folks that are just more reasonable and that can understand really what's going on here in Connecticut.
Yeah, you know, George, it's interesting. You mentioned the regionalization. Brad and I were talking about this yesterday. It appears, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but it appears he's kind of backed off this now a little bit.
Yes, he has.
After hearing from some constituents in his old stomping grounds there, you know, Greenwich, Stamford, Wilton, Fairfield, New Canaan. So he sounds like he heard the shot across the bow on regionalization.
Right, and that's why it's so important for us to speak out, because he is listening. He has to listen. Look, these Democrat leaders, not all Democrats, but the Democrats that are leading this state right now, they are putting us in a tailspin. So the people have to let them know. And they're going to listen. Why do they have to listen? Because next year, the entire legislature is up for re-election. right? And if they go too far with all these regressive taxes and increasing taxes and adding tolls, the people of Connecticut are not going to forget about it, and they know it. So that's why it's important that we speak out now and we let them know that we are not on board with their current plan. They're the same bad policies that we had with Governor Malloy, which is increased taxes, increased spending, as the state is in a financial crisis. We've got to cut it out now. Did you hear about all these taxes that they're trying to add?
Oh, how about the tax? How about the Brad and I were talking about? How about the tax on heating oil?
Yes, heating oil. If you go to fill your tank, you're talking about an extra 20 gallons. An extra 20 gallons.
Then we got cats. We're going to tax the cats.
Exactly. That's just an extreme example of just how far off base the Democrat leadership in Connecticut is. I'm telling you, and you're talking, it's not even that. And there's also electricity. A higher tax for electricity, like our electric utility bills aren't high enough. A hotel tax, increasing that. So, yeah, that's going to help with tourism and attracting people to come to our state. A statewide car tax? A bike helmet tax?
Wait, back up. A bike helmet tax?
A bike helmet tax.
What would that be? I didn't hear this one.
Oh, yeah, I had that on the other day.
Oh.
Yeah. Additional bike, and get this one, education. We're all about education. We love our kids. We love education. And these Democrat leaders, guess what? They're going to add an extra tax on textbooks. Well, at the same time, they say that these schools can't afford
textbooks
and supplies. But they're going to add a tax on textbooks. Yeah, that's an awful situation.
George, I don't know how you keep your sanity there. Listen, George Logan, thanks. And
Thank you so much.
Have a good weekend. Relax, because come Monday, you're going to have to put up with the BS again. So.
All right, everybody. I'll keep that fight going, though. I'm ready to go.